you went viral because you got up and just in a few moments spoke about what you had seen with your own patients with COVID and everyone. And I think it was, were you from Indiana?
Yes,
Now, thanks for joining us, doctor, because you kind of became an overnight, I guess, viral sensation, for better or for worse. What was that like? And also, what was your message to the school board? And did you have any idea of the reaction you were going to get?
No, I didn't even know it was being videotaped. So I had no idea this was going to develop from this. My message to them was anybody who doesn't have a financial stake in this would see that the FDA, CDC, and NIH are basically misleading and, frankly, lying to Americans, and that this has been so counterfactual in the response we've had here. This isn't simple naivete. There is actually manipulation of people going on with this, and that they need to pay attention to the facts and make independent decisions aside from the Indiana Department of Health and the federal government's agencies that have been managing this position.
Now, this was to the Mount Vernon School Board in Indiana, where Dr. Stock, you're a resident. And what was some of the things you said to them in that school board meeting, and people, someone videotaping? How many people, by the way, viewed this online? How many hundreds of thousands or more people saw this?
I can only speak to what others have told me, but internationally over 40 million views, I'm told.
And what was your basic message to the school board?
That, look, science doesn't support anything the FDA, CDC, and NIH are doing. That if you look at all of the evidence and not the selective evidence that the CDC, NIH, and the Indiana Department of Health choose to pay attention to, but if you look at all of the evidence, then nothing that we're doing here makes any sense and is actually counterproductive and in many ways harmful.
Can you add some specifics?
Yeah, well, so the whole idea that we were going to avoid the virus, you know, the virus has animal reservoirs. This is like influenza. This virus is going to be around forever. There's nothing you can do to avoid it. So if you're trying to do delaying measures, you have to answer the question of delaying until when. And if you haven't answered the question of delaying till when, then it makes no sense to even start. And if you are going to delay, you have to say, hey, do the risks of delay outweigh the benefits? And there have been no studies whatsoever showing that masking in any way saves life, that it prevents hospitalizations, and I mean overall hospitalizations, not just hospitalizations from COVID-19, because we already have good evidence that there's psychiatric consequences of this, increased risk of suicide and all that. No one's done a study that shows that overall this thing is protecting health or protecting life. And then to give people the understanding that these vaccines, while the government says they're safe and effective, they have been so miserably researched compared to all of the risks that we knew these things have, and that the compendium of all the data that's actually indicates that these things actually have all the risks we thought they were going to have. But this is being ignored. And now we're seeing a segregation develop upon those who have chosen to be vaccinated and accept the risks and very limited benefits and probably long-term harms of this, and those who have read all of the data and decided that this really isn't helpful to do vaccination. One of the worst misnomers about this thing is that somehow or another vaccinating you would protect me better than just my choosing to take vaccination myself. And there's no data that supports that. In fact, the data argues that people who take vaccination actually shed more virus than people who don't take vaccination. Therefore, the idea that somehow there's some governmental interest in making everyone become vaccinated because we would be able to get rid of the virus or protect more of the population if we all took a vaccine, there's not only no data to support that, the data argues that it's false.
Dr. Daniel Stock, you became a overnight viral sensation speaking to your school board in Indiana for a few moments, and someone captured it on video. What kind of doctor are you, by the way, medically?
I'm a functional and family doctor, so I do the routine run-of-the-mill primary care, but I've gone on to the further training that allows me to kind of get to the basics of what causes somebody to get sick and then resolve a chronic disease, not just treat it forever with maintenance, but to actually cure it,
yep.
Get to the biochemical basis of that.
Now, doctor, what do you say to some people? And has this caused you stress, or do some people bully or kind of say, hey, you're the problem here, you're spreading the anti-vaccination thing, you're the problem here? How have you responded, and have you had to deal with any of that?
Yeah, I've got 25 or 26 attorney general complaints about my speech at the board saying that I was spreading misinformation, which I've got pro bono attorneys who have volunteered to take care of this. So it's been a minimal interference. I've had two different providers who called up and voiced a negative opinion of what I said, both of whom refused to debate me, I could say, because I offered to meet them for coffee and just discuss this publicly. They yeah. both declined that, as did my county medical director. But I can tell you what's been more impressive than all of that, because that's all been negative and unpleasant, and I don't deny it. But what's been more impressive is all the support that's come in, which has been 99.9% of the responses. Hmm. Even if you take in the attorney general complaints. And what's been amazing is it's mostly patients saying, thank you, and gosh, can you get me a letter and save me my federal government? Give me ivermectin. Give me a letter of exemption. And then what's most amazing is the number of providers who have called in and said, thanks for speaking out. We would like to, but we're scared.
Yeah. Dr. Daniel Stock, live, Good Morning New Hampshire, GMI Studios. And doctor, I guess I don't know really what else to say. It just seems that this is a very divided emotional issue. I will say the confusion level on, and our own governor, Chris Sununu's talked about this, from Dr. Fauci, CDC, the confusing messages of confused parents with the back to school. You know, I've seen the stories with breakthrough cases in Massachusetts where it was, on the one hand, you're being told it's only the vaccinated that are transmitting the variant, and then you find out it was not that case. The masks are a backdrop that they go to, but then we hear that the basic cloth mask that most people wear may be 10% effective. The effect of kids going back to school. What do you make of the current national news that younger people now are the ones that are in the hospital, younger people are the ones now getting sick?
Well, this is all consistent with what we were sure this vaccine would do, which is called antibody-dependent enhancement. This is, by the way, not a theory. We saw this with two other vaccines that were done in humans, where they actually ended up killing more humans than they saved. We saw this develop in all of the animal trials for other coronavirus vaccines, where there most of the animals died from antibody-dependent enhancement. But what that leads to doing is, with a vaccine, you can actually make the immune system so it fights the virus wrong. And because it fights the virus wrong, it preferentially lets what's called an enhanceable strain develop. And this enhanceable strain is one that the immune system response actually makes the virus so it's better at infecting humans. And because the immune system is fighting wrong, they actually become an incubator for virus, and they shed more virus than a naturally infected human being would shed once that variant develops. And Delta variant appears to be the first of the enhanceable variants that's come out. So we've actually had a study out of Singapore that shows that vaccinated people who become infected with Delta variant shed 250 times as much virus as a person who was unvaccinated and became infected with Alpha variant. Now, a lot of people try and explain that as, oh, it's just the immune system's worse at fighting Alpha. But I tell somebody that doesn't hold up to scrutiny, because we also have data from Great Britain and Israel that tells us that the people who recovered from Alpha are having absolutely no problem fighting off Delta variant. So the problem that's happened now is we vaccinated a large percentage of the population who is now getting infected with Delta, shedding enormous amounts of virus onto people who have naive immune systems. They've not fought the virus off already. And nobody's augmented their immune system to fix the problems that make this virus a problem in the first place. So now you see an increased risk of infection in the people who are naive and unvaccinated. But the message that no one's putting out is that there's a third alternative to vaccine or nothing, and that is immune system augmentation with things like vitamin D, zinc, selenium, iron, iodine, ivermectin.
Why doesn't anyone talk about that?
Well, you know, I tell people I can't know what's in any man's mind, but the general rule I live by is you can only get so stupid for free. Once you see something that's going on that's not explainable by science and biology, the only explanation you can come up with is somebody's making money or getting power on this. And, of course, that's not hard to understand. We've already had lots of exposés that Mr. Fauci is invested in this thing. He probably has people who are even more invested in it, the people who own Moderna, the people who run Pfizer. But all of these inexpensive things that would not only solve COVID-19, but, for instance, vitamin D has been shown to reduce the risk of cancer in the best trials up to 80%. But that would make all of the profitability of healthcare go away.
Right.
It's and like, right now we have a sick care system, not a healthcare system. It's designed to profit off of illness, and so there's no benefit in curing people, and certainly no benefit in doing away with a risk-free investment like these vaccines have become.
Well, you're right about the profit off of illness because, you know, you'll get vitamin, baby aspirin, 81 milligrams, generic, a few bucks a bottle, and most doctors in the hospital take it for inflammation around the heart, but they don't talk about it. Hey, Dr. Stock, thank you so much for joining us, GMI Studios. Appreciate your time. I know you have a busy schedule. Thanks for joining us.
You're very, very welcome. Happy to come back if I can give some more information out to completely inform this decision for people.
All right, thank you. And this, of course, is the doctor who raised made a lot of attention by just speaking to his local school board. The video went viral. What do you say? 40 million people have seen it.